according to Rome Statute, the Charter of the International Criminal Court, established in 2002 at The Hague, which has been signed by 139 countries and fully ratified as national law by 123. The International Criminal Court has begun an investigation of the Zionist regime war crimes in the occupied Palestinian territories. This is the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via internet, shortwave, medium wave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 41 meters, 7,410 kilohertz, every day from 15:20 to 16:20 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz every day from 19:20 to 20:20 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or BAT 5 and via internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program P.O. Box 19395-6767 Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. I'm here in the studio with my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam, my more dear sister and friend, Sister Zainab.
We're discussing some really important, fascinating, and helpful points and hacks regarding pre-pregnancy preps, problems and issues both men and women face regarding their reproductive systems and private parts. We're focusing specifically these last few episodes on problems and illnesses men could be afflicted with, and Islamic and traditional, often homemade, easy, over-the-counter remedies that we can try out, inshallah ta'ala, to solve these problems. We've been discussing impotency on Muslim Lady for the last few episodes, and it's important to talk about it because, well, you know, a Muslim lady.
These days, many men have this problem of impotency. When there is not a good intimate relationship
marriage.
In a marriage, then if women get distracted, the Noble Prophet said to Muslim men that be very careful with your making love to your wives so that they wouldn't become like the women of the Bani Israel.
Exactly. And so actually there's a very interesting hadith that's not mentioned enough from one of the Ma'asumin alayhi salam that says, if you fail to satisfy your wife and she goes out there and finds anyone, the first person she can get her hands on, you're to blame, buddy. That's right. You're to blame.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one she has.
If you're saying to a woman, be modest only at home, only reveal your beauties and your attractions to your husband. So if you can't have a proper relationship,
exactly,
good intimate relationship with your husband, then where are you going to go to?
Exactly.
Whom are you going to refer to? One more point about urinary tract infection, and one very off-the-counter remedy, which is also very tasty, is barberry juice or pomegranate juice.
Yum.
Good for urinary tract infection for men and women.
And they're on antioxidants too.
So a lot of the remedies that we've been sharing with our dear listeners are from the book of Abu Ali Sina. And there are also very prominent figures in Iran because traditional medicine has become very famous.
Very.
Very common these days. And there are so many herbal shops. You can't believe it. Like in every alley, every kind of 10 or 20 meters, you can see one herbal shop.
Exactly.
And there are so many classes that people can attend to get more information on the temperament of your body, what food to take, what kind of medicine to take. And a lot of people are shifting away from modern medicine, from chemicals, believing that the side effects are as much as the remedies or the positive points
more,
to them. Right. So,
I mean, so many of these chemical medications are just pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
So often do they do, like you said, more damage than benefit.
Right.
And they're still in the market because these huge pharmaceutical companies are profiting from it.
Exactly. And one more thing, Zainab, that I realize is that it's not something going on in a certain country. In many parts of the world, for example, you have pomegranate seed shampoo. Pomegranate
definitely.
Seed oil.
Yeah.
Or even in the products, in the modern products like hair colors, shampoos, ointments, creams.
They're using natural components.
They're using natural ingredients.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are moving towards the direction of away from chemical medicine or chemical ingredients and moving towards nature, Mother Nature, and what it has to offer,
exactly,
the blessing it has for us. So we're not like talking, like our audience could be like an international audience because this is something that has been the focus of many people these days, herbs, traditional medicine, and as you
natural
can see,
remedies.
Natural remedies. Like even a lot of people are decorating their houses using a lot of wood instead of like metals and glasses.
And plastic.
And plastics. Yep. And they feel that the more they get closer to nature and the blessings that it has for us, the more peace, the less tension and stress and anxiety that they have.
Definitely.
Generally speaking, if you want to have a strong sperm for reproduction in the beginning, you know, you want to have conception, and you want, we're talking about the man, we're talking about his ability, his power,
performance.
His performance. Three foods that men should avoid prior to, weeks prior to conception, as it weakens the performance and their sexual power and the sperm power, right? One of them, lentils, to avoid.
It's cold.
Fennel, camphor.
Camphor is cold too.
Yeah. These three things.
It's cooling.
So some people actually add camphor to
their water, their rice, to lessen the sex drive.
The libido, right?
Yeah.
So these three things should be avoided, as these foods and these nutritions make, you know, they cause abnormalities in the masculine hormones, right? And they are to be avoided. And also, they decrease the level of testosterone and the sperm production in a man.
You're listening to Muslim Lady here on IRIB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short message. Don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Thank you for joining us again on Muslim Lady. I am here in the studio with my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili, and we're talking about tips and points regarding reproductive systems, pre-pregnancy prep, and
points to help men empower their ability in performance.
Yes.
If the man has a lot of stress from
work,
a lot of his mind,
exactly. Something's eating him up at the inside.
He will have impotency, obviously.
Well, and it's still ironic to me because on one hand, these intimate relationships with the spouse is a stress relief. And on the other hand, if you have too much stress, you can't have a healthy... So it's a balance, an equilibrium that we have to maintain in our lives.
Exactly. That is why the Noble Prophet divided his day into three portions, and he attended to three different needs of his soul and body.
Yep.
One for the worship of God, one for himself, and one for his family, if I'm not mistaken. Right? In other words, the point is that going into extremes or becoming a workaholic or paying too much attention to the material aspect of your life, not having a balance in life will create some problems for you that you will get into a very miserable cycle. Remember at the beginning of the previous program, we said that one cause of impotency is excess in the number of times of, making love?
Yeah.
So you said, like, what is normal? What is too much? What is too little?
Yeah.
Having it every single day is too much. Not having it for 10 to 14 days.
Too little. Okay, what's the balance?
Every 36 hours or every 3 days.
Right.
So twice a week, almost. Of course, this is according to traditional doctors.
Right. But at the end of the day, this is not like one size fits all, right?
No.
Some people are totally different. You have to see what feels excessive to you at the end of the day. What's too much for your wife?
Yeah.
You don't want to overburden her. What's appropriate and most suitable for your life schedule, for your routine, for your working times, working hours? When are you most comfortable? Which part of your marriage this is in? Because if it's in the beginning of the marriage, you really can't tell them not to have more fun than, you know, someone who's been married for like 25 years.
Right.
It's totally natural.
But even for those who are like recently married, more than 3 times a week is not recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, when you have it too often...
Actually, it puts you at the risk of prostate cancer.
If there is more than 2 weeks gap between your intimate relationship, it makes the sperms old and inactive.
Oh, that makes sense.
That is why you shouldn't... And if you're looking to have a good conception, then you shouldn't have like 2 weeks break between the two.
Right.
Right? Also, avoid listening to... too loud and too violent kind of musics. They have a bad effect on your sperms. Also, do not watch porn.
Definitely.
These do have a very negative
impact on everything. Yeah, and every aspect
soul,
of your being.
Your emotional relationship, everything. And most important of all, try to have unconditional love. When making love, have it in an unconditional way.
Right.
Don't do a tit for tat.
Right?
Do it for the sake of doing love.
Mm.
Expressing your love.
Right?
And that besides from all these points, from these, you know, traditional medicine points, or, you know, these foods that you can use to strengthen yourself, to make your body strong, if you have it in a kind of relationship where it's devoid or void of any kind of mercy, kindness, affection, compassion, and compassion, then the result will be an offspring who are not so healthy, so happy, so spiritual.
That are riddled with anxiety and attachment issues and abandonment issues.
Exactly. That is why in our ahadith, it says that when you want to have a relationship, if you have it in a peaceful, kind, loving manner, your offspring, your children will look like you, will resemble you. Otherwise, they will...
Because it's a manifestation of your love at the end of the day. Once you do it with love, it will manifest itself as a result of your love, as your love multiplying, as your love becoming more expanding in this world, and your children will physically and spiritually be drawn and drifted toward that love,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
That's all the time we have for today's episode of Muslim Lady. I hope you guys found our discussion today beneficial. And if you want to know more about the topics we've been talking about, make sure to tune in to further episodes. Until then, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the loved one?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female, and made us into nations and tribes, so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends. And here is a wise saying from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, worth contemplating upon. The best friend is good mannerism. It is the title of the record book of the believers. Thank you.
This is IRIB English Radio. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
The light.
Maybe kittens are considered the cutest baby animals by many of us, but just wait to see this baby hippo, which was born during a full moon. The male calf was born in a Mexican zoo last month. He weighs 30 kilos upon birth. Since then, he has spent most of his time bonding with his mother. The vets in the zoo say he is healthy, playful, strong, and a bit hyperactive. They say some of his habits are surprisingly similar to that of a horse or a dolphin. Generally, reproduction among zoo hippos is not a common practice. Therefore, newborn calves are signs of high quality of the lives and habitats of their parents. A zoo in central France is welcoming the birth of a male giraffe after 15 months of waiting. The calf is named after Melman, the giraffe character in the Madagascar movie franchise. He was born on Sunday in a Bouval Zoo park. He is 170 centimeters tall and weighs 55 kilograms. Zookeepers say Melman is a special baby.
A giraffe birth here. It's our second birth since we've had the group of females established for a few years. So for us, it's still quite an important and exceptional event because it's not every day that we have a giraffe birth.
The giraffe keepers say Melman stood on his feet for the first time 45 minutes after being born. Since zoos have opened in France, visitors can enjoy seeing little Melman playing around with his mother. The birth of the baby giraffe is good news for wildlife preservation, as according to estimates, the number of the animal in the wild has dropped by about 30% since the 1980s.
The issue of marine trash has long worried scientists and environmentalists. Now a French engineer has invented a robot to help clean ocean waste. The Jellyfish Bot is a remote-controlled electric-powered boat that helps clean rubbish from the surface of the water. It's 70 centimeters long and 70 wide, almost the size of a suitcase. The robot can collect everything from plastic bottles to masks and even oil and petrol. Despite its wide-ranging utility, Jellyfish Bot has a rather simple mechanism.
To collect trash, you have to do something as simple as possible, because otherwise, if we put too complicated mechanisms, it can get blocked and things can get stuck in the system. We designed the robot with a slide mechanism that goes towards a net, so we fill up the net, we take back the net, and that's the end of it.
The trash collecting robot is being used at around 15 ports in France, lightening the workload of local cleaners. It has also been exported to countries including Japan, Norway, and Singapore. The makers have also developed an autonomous version of the boat.
Malaysians at a vaccination center in the city of Kuching have witnessed a surprising scene. A T-Rex turned up to get his COVID-19 jab. Fitness instructor Kenny Sia dressed up in a dinosaur costume to amuse people, doesn't he look fabulous, and protect himself. Sia said he made the decision to lift up the spirits of frontline health workers, is exhausted by vaccinating over 5,000 people a day. People rushed to take pictures with him, hailing his appearance as historic. Funny. A giant 3D cat has risen to fame in the Japanese capital, Tokyo, bringing joy to citizens amid the COVID-19 pandemic. A massive billboard featuring the cat has been installed in one of Tokyo's busiest districts. The realistic-looking cat on a 4K resolution screen appears every few minutes between advertisements. Depending on the time of day, the cat appears differently and sometimes meowing at people walking by. The companies that set up the billboard hope that they can cheer people up during the dark era of the coronavirus pandemic. The display has already caused a frenzy in the city and among the social platforms, with many expressing joy and amazement at the technology.
Peru is full of natural wonders worthy of appreciation in each of its regions. A zoo in the capital Lima has now unveiled an incredibly cute and adorable Andean alpaca calf to attract visitors amid dwindling zoo goers due to the coronavirus pandemic. This fairy baby alpaca named Paquita is just 1 month old and was introduced to the public on the eve of the 200th anniversary of Peru's independence from Spain. The zoo has also displayed its families of llamas, alpaca, and vicuña. The three are members of South American camelids' biological family and are traditionally valued for their soft and warm wool. They live in the Andes Mountains, which lay thousands of meters above sea level. Peruvians are proud of the history of wools associated with these species, which have common ancestors with camels.
Four German tightrope walkers have set a new world highlining distance record by crossing an Arctic valley in Sweden. The group tiptoed a distance of more than 2 kilometers between two mountain peaks in Lapland barefoot. The line they walked on was set at a height of 600 meters. The four members of the team walked the line one after another successfully, despite challenges including the wind and long distance. It took 2 days for the team to rig the line between the two peaks.
Herd of elephants migrating in China have been making headlines for months. Now they have once again attracted attention. Experts monitoring the animals this week noticed two females engaged in a dramatic fight over the herd's leadership, where they kicked and bit each other. The tussle soon ended after a male elephant succeeded in calming the belligerent giants. The fight happened in China's southwestern province of Yunnan. The herd embarked on a lengthy journey last year after escaping a nature reserve and has since trekked hundreds of miles. The elephant's migration is the longest one in China's history.
The light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields, like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A distinctive feature, no matter of humans or animals, often catches our attention. You might have heard stories about the big fat cow or other animals you love the most. Here we bring you a story about a cow for her not being big, but for being the smallest. Rani, a 23-month-old cow, is being reared on a farm near the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. She is only 20 inches tall and weighs 26 kilograms. Local vets say the little Rani has no physical problems but will no longer gain any weight or height. The owner believes Rani is shorter than the smallest cow in Guinness World Record. The record for the smallest cow so far held by a 4-year-old red cow named Manikyam from the Indian state of Kerala.
We found on the internet that the smallest known cow is living in India's Kerala, which weighs 40 kilograms, but ours weighs only 26, so we believe ours is the world's smallest. That's why we applied to the Guinness World Records. They replied to us saying they will investigate within 90 days.
The tiny cow has also caused tourist frenzy in the South Asian country as thousands are flocking to Dhaka to take a glance despite coronavirus restrictions. The owner says over 15,000 people come to visit her in just 3 days. The dwarf cow has also gone viral on social media. A nearly 22-meter-high sand sculpture in Denmark has set a new Guinness record as the world's tallest sand castle. The sculpture has been constructed with nearly 5 tons of sand. It's made in the shape of a triangle, and a wood structure stabilizes it. More than 30 artists from different countries have worked on the project, carving intricate details on the castle's wall. Its makers say a nod to the coronavirus pandemic was also made at the top of that construction. They say that's because the virus has controlled the lives of people over the past months. The sand piece broke the previous Guinness record that belonged to an 18-meter-high sand castle in Germany. An adorable baby elephant has become a web celebrity after she was caught on camera using a muddy hill as playground slide. Footage shows the little elephant excitedly approaching a hill with a smooth path leading downward. The baby then goes on all fours to have the time of her life sliding on her belly down the hill, taking full advantage of rain. The toddler, named Yishong, is only 3 years old. She lives at a rescue center in China, one of the major habitats for wild Asian elephants in the country.
A French company has taken the process of pizza making to a whole new level by creating a robot chef. The robot named Patsy is completely autonomous. The machine, now working in a pizzeria in Paris, is capable of taking orders, making a pizza from scratch and serving it. Having 3 arms, the robot can make 120 pizzas in an hour, which is 13 times faster than a human chef.
We are in a very fast process with a perfect control of time and quality, since we have a constancy offered by robotics and then an environment that is quite cool and relaxed. The idea is also to spend a few pleasant minutes washing the robot while you wait for your pizza to be made.
It took designers 8 years to develop the machine, which is claimed to be the first pizza-making robot in the world. They hope to use the technology to open robotics-run restaurants that can function round the clock. China scientists are happy that the world's first artificially bred leaf monkey is doing well 2.5 months after being born. The rare monkey was born at a research and protection center in Wuzhou City in April. Its birth took place several days earlier than the due date, and the baby was relatively weak at birth. However, thanks to his parents and caretakers, it has grown in a normal way. Scientists say the baby monkey is now in a good condition and its behavior is totally normal.
It is very important in terms of the cytic value. It has been growing up normally. In addition, we have found that it has a curiosity about the world and always shows some exploratory and learning behaviors. In general, it is in very good physical condition.
The center's scientists say another leaf monkey that was born in April is doing well too. These monkeys are the 8th generation of leaf monkeys that have been bred in captivity. Their successful births have raised hope amongst the scientists of saving a species that is one of China's most endangered wild animals. Imagine the hungriest you've ever been. How many hot dogs could you possibly gobble down in 10 minutes? An American man has done 76. Professional eater Joey Chestnut broke the world record in the International Hot Dog Eating Contest on Brooklyn's Coney Island. The 37-year-old managed to devour the first 30 hot dogs in only 3 minutes. The impressive win marked his 14th victory at the annual contest. He held the previous record, which was only one sausage sandwich, less than his 2021 record. Astronauts at China's space station have successfully carried out the country's first spacewalk. Two astronauts exited the core module of Tiangong to examine the station's robotic arm. They also elevated a panoramic camera and tested new generation spacesuits. The mission lasted 7 hours. According to the China Manned Space Agency, another spacewalk will be conducted soon. In June, three Chinese astronauts blasted off to become the first crew of the Tiangong station. They will remain there for 3 months. Pangolins might look tough with their scaly armor, but they are in fact highly vulnerable animals. A Vietnamese man is dedicating his time and energy to making sure they are safe. 39-year-old Thai has been protecting pangolins since his boyhood when he saw one brutally hunted by his neighbors. The bitter experience inspired him to find or make a group devoted to saving the endangered species. Save Vietnam's Wildlife has over 60 staff and has so far rescued around 1,600 pangolins. Thai says seeing the rescued animals return to nature is the best part of his job.
The most wonderful moments in the lives of all of the conservationists at my center are the moments that we witness the rescued pangolins getting out from the transportation cages and slowly walking into the forest, because the forest is their true home where they can have the joy of living their lives in their own way.
Pangolins are one of the most trafficked mammals in the world. Their number have fallen due to illegal trade. The animals, now critically endangered, could once be found in the rainforests across Asia and Africa. They use their sticky tongues to hunt for ants, termites, and similar prey.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Rabbitu billahi rabba wa bil islam dina.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and peace of Allah be upon all of you. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to this episode under the title of A Happy Marriage. Today, Thursday, is the 4th of Zilhijjah, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Tir, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of July, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Holy Quran, this is Chapter An-Nur, this is verse 26.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم.
Evil words are for evil men, and evil men are subjected to evil words. And good words are for good men, and good men are an object of good words. Those good people are declared innocent of what the slanderers say. For them is forgiveness and noble provision.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse propounds a general principle, and it does not imply that if a man or a woman is good, this or her spouse necessarily is also good, forgiven, and is one of the people of the heaven. For the Holy Quran counts faith, piety, and good deed as the criterion. Therefore, in spite of the fact that the Prophet Noah and Lut, peace be upon them, were pure and faithful, their spouses were evil and hellish. It is possible that the purpose of the verse is intellectual, doctrinal, ethical conformity, so as to say that man and wife must be matching and soft-hued with each other. It means that every person naturally seeks an individual of the same wavelength. In other words, vile persons are after evil ones, and on the contrary, good persons are after good ones.
And to teach us the words of Allah, mercy and kindness and hope for everyone. Peace be upon you, O Muhammad.
Marriage in a nutshell. Marriage is a sacred bond and a solemn pledge entered into by a man and a woman who are committed in their goal to fulfill the sunnah and attain the pleasure of their creator. However, just like in any avenue of life, one of the key qualities of success is having a vision. Therefore, we can say that to have a successful marriage, one needs a vision for this marriage where both spouses see this beautiful coexistence as a project that must be successful. In order to flourish, this beautiful bond between a husband and a wife in Islam is something that needs to be nourished, grown, and cultivated with equal effort
from both sides. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with felicitous and successful marriage in Islam. Regarding other pieces of advice that concern marriage, Imam Ali alayhi salam received the instructions of the Prophet Muhammad in that you shouldn't, receive consultation and advice of a timid person, because a timid person makes you timid, intimidates you, from taking any step forward. Or, for example, you shouldn't, receive advice of a mean person, because a mean person would impede your way, would prevent you from reaching your goals. Yet in this regard, we find that those people who want to give consultation regarding the marriage should be wise, and it must be people of good reputation, because those people who are wise and people of good reputation in their own communities, they have enough experience in this regard, and they seldom talk quite sensitively. Rather, they talk quite rationally, or from a rational perspective. It's indicated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive any sin except the sin of a husband who denies, or who never accepts the wedlock money he has to pay to his wife, because this is the right of the lady, right of wife to receive it. Another one is suitability. Suitability, it must be indicated that Abu Juwayd, who was one of the servants of the 8th Infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, related it from the Imam who was quoting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that those people who are believers are appropriate for each other, in terms of marriage.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Fundamentals of a happy marriage. Faithful, it is commanded by Allah that we be faithful to our spouses. Adultery is a capital crime in Islam that is punishable. However, there are various forms of unfaithful behavior prevalent. The most common form is maintaining friendships with the opposite sex over the boundaries set by Islam and the misgivings of the spouse. The latest trend of internet relationships is also contrary to Islamic etiquette and is causing serious problems between couples. Once a sense of betrayal sets in, repairing that relationship is difficult. Another form of not being faithful is when couples betray confidences. This is a trust issue, and one when compromise eats away at the heart of a marriage.
find a list of habits of happy Muslim couples who are rich to making each other bloom. Marriage begin to go headlong into constant unhappiness when one or both spouses forget this fundamental fact. Marriage makes people partners, not parts of each other that must be controlled and bossed over. As unfortunate as the truth may be, your spouse has a lot more roles to play in life than just being your spouse. And whenever you restrict them from doing justice to all the roles, you're going to be the cause of their constant frustration, which will only spill into your own marital relationship. Allah has created each of us to contribute in so many ways during our life on this earth and has blessed us with the potential to be all that He wants us to be. So be that amazing person who motivates, encourages, and helps your spouse discover and use their God-given potential and traits to bloom and be a source of joy and mercy to the world and at the first step to you.
So when it comes to the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, the ahadith tell us that the two main factors that you base your marriage on is what? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوَّجُوا. Number one, deen, faith, religion, iman, piety. And number two, akhlaq, the manners of that individual. These are the two most important criteria that will bring you happiness. A man comes to Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. He tells him, Sayyidi, many people come and they propose to my daughter. They want to marry my daughter. Which one of these men do you think I should accept? You know, who should I marry my daughter to? The Imam gives him a beautiful answer. He tells him, زوجها من رجل تقي. The most important thing is رجل تقي, someone that has piety, that has iman, that fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the imam says, why? You might say, well, you know, if I just want to look for faith and iman, that may be a boring marriage. The imam gives the reason, he gives the wisdom behind that. He says, فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ أَحَبَّهَا أَكْرَمَهَا. There's either one of two possibilities. فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ أَحَبَّهَا أَكْرَمَهَا وَإِنْ أَبْغَضَهَا لَمْ يَظْلِمَهَا. One of two possibilities. Either that man will love your daughter or not. He'll hate her. If he loves her, then obviously he will love her, respect her, protect her, because he loves her. But let's say that he doesn't love her. He hates her. What will guarantee that he won't bother and hurt my daughter? The imam says, his iman. Remember, we said if he is a rajul, that is taqi, someone that is God-fearing, then as long as he fears Allah, even if he hates his wife, he'll not oppress her. He won't hurt her. Why? Because he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he doesn't fear his wife and he hates her, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of his taqwa, because of his fear of Allah, he will never bother. He will never insult her. He will never oppress his wife, even if he doesn't love her. So the imam tells him, this is the best guarantee.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
That was all for today's special. So we'll continue this topic, inshallah, on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Until then, believe you under Allah's protection.
يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.